This is the Joe File Spoken Word.
God bless Don Lemon. Simple heroes come as servicemen to your door. On this hot, blistered day, the man was Don. He worked for an air conditioning outfit in a neighboring town, and our old, chugged-up air unit was dying. We had a 6-month-old, 7-year-old, and prospects of a hot weekend coming up. Our money was low, and the prospect of getting cold air onto our skins was the only thing whipping through my belt brain. As Don looked over the unit, his stone face peered over my inquiring eyes, and he explained that I should get a whole new furnace. He said ours was shot, an easy $1,500. Or, he said he could order us a motor for an outdated machine, and it would still be $500 or so. I winced hard, told him I had to consult with my wife, and as we talked, both of us had no idea what to do. I walked towards Don and laid it out on the line. I told him both options were a crap bucket, but we needed to get something done. At this, he wiped his brow and said that he could bring over a spare motor in his home under the table and load it up in a day or so at about $50. He peered up and said he knew what it was like to raise a family with a Republican in our office under the weight of a blue collar. And Don Lemon walked away, not sure if he would come back or if the offer was clear, because he could lose his job over it. I toasted to Don. A day later, he returned and we had cold air. Don came through. It's Don that gives me a bit of faith. He was the verse, the cup of water. Eventually, I called him back when the furnace died and his motor was in my garage. I told him he could swing by and get it if he needed to. He said thanks and never made it by. Now, it sits in a heap of big trash for a landfill, and every time I drive by that motor on top of an old TV, I think that Don Lemon is really the star and all those TV characters are puppets dangling our faith and their wallets like loose mercy in a craps game. God bless Don Lemon.
Want more? Go to DominoWeb.com, the home of time wasting.